to Somalia now, and another warning from the United Nations that as many as 750,000 people could die in the coming months because of the worsening famine in Somalia and in the Horn of Africa. Joining us this morning is Will Ross, East Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC, who just returned from a trip to the Somali border and the Dadaab Somali refugee camp in northern Kenya. Will Ross, first of all, good morning. And second, give us a sense of what it's like in that camp.
Well, this area I'd been to actually a couple of months earlier, or less than a month earlier, in northeast Kenya. And this is an area where, you know, they have fairly frequent droughts, and sadly they're getting more and more frequent, which some people are putting down to climate change. But what's startling really was that the health workers and the people working, you know, at the food distribution areas and doing the child malnutrition work, they were actually saying the situation's getting worse. And bear in mind, this is a peaceful area of northeast Kenya, not really affected by the war in Somalia. So it ought to be pretty easy for the aid agencies to get in and do the work. So that was what I was seeing there. But of course, the epicentre of the whole drought and the famine is in Somalia, and there you have got a conflict. So it gives you an idea of just how bad it must be over the border, where it's far harder for the aid agencies to reach.
And Will Ross, when people make it to the Dadaab refugee camp in northern Kenya, do they find relief? Is it what it is that they are looking for, or are they seeing more signs of famine in northern Kenya?
Well, in the camp, they are, you know, basically registered, and then they get help from all sorts of different NGOs. Sometimes that help is delayed because there are, you know, such overwhelming numbers of people arriving. But it's really the fact that, you know, these people are packing their meager belongings and trekking out of Somalia, still roughly 1,000 arriving every day at Dadaab camp, and they're turning their backs on their country, not only because of the drought, but also because of the war. And I'm yet to find anybody who really could convincingly tell me, you know, one day I'm going to go back to Somalia. They all seem to be thinking, you know,
this is it.
That's it. We've got to leave the country.
Will Ross, East Africa correspondent for our partner, the BBC, in Nairobi.